Missouri's unemployment rate has ballooned to 9.3%, driving the unemployment trust fund into the red by $600 million. The State Department of Labor projects that deficit to grow to $1.5 billion next year. State Labor Director Larry Redman says addressing the fund must be a top priority of lawmakers next year.
It's imperative. The employers of the state need to come to the table and discuss how we're going to fund this system. It is fully funded by employers. And it has been underfunded for decades.
And he means it. Redman claims Missouri hasn't properly funded the unemployment trust fund since the 70s. The fund relies on a tax on businesses. If fully funded, the federal government returns a tax credit to businesses. Redman says the trend bothers him both because of the growing deficit, but also because of the effect such a deficit will have on the ability of businesses to hire in the future.
This is going to be a drag on employers as we come out of this recession. And it is very troubling.
For now, the state is forced to keep borrowing money from the federal government to prop up the fund. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.